It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Rachel Erickson. I am here without my partner, Charlie Cochran, today. First of all, I'm going to say what we always say is if you have a legal question and want some free legal advice, feel free to call us down here at the station at 636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. 1350, and we will answer your questions, or I will anyway today. And so I had a couple of little fun facts that I wanted to bring up before we get to our topic. As listeners know, we tend to pick a topic that we'll talk about for the day. And if you have a question about that topic or any other legal topic, you can call in with your questions. But I had just a couple of little quick tidbits for you this afternoon. First of all, I wanted to bring up Florida Man because I don't know how many of you follow Florida Man or, you know, are inundated with Florida Man stories. And if you don't know, Florida Man is kind of a joke because they're always coming up with these funny news stories about people committing crimes in Florida, and a lot of them are very entertaining and involve crocodiles and involve very entertaining things. And a lot of them seem to come out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, for some reason. So there's this joke that goes around about Florida Man. And I wanted to bring it up because the reason why we have Florida Man is because in Florida, they allow their police reports to be published. So their legal system says you can just make all of the crimes that are committed there public. So that's why you have Florida Man and you don't have Wisconsin Man. Okay, so that, and also I'm sure it has something to do with the climate too. But anyway, I thought that I would point that out as something kind of funny. And then I wanted to point out another little tidbit, and that is, as an attorney, it's frustrating and funny at the same time, is when somebody comes on the news or the radio or whatever and says, well, Joe Schmo is suing Jane Plain for $50 million. Well, what that is as an attorney that drafts complaints, sometimes you have to put in there the amount that you, not that you actually think the case is worth, but that you put out there as, you know, it's worth a lot of money or it's worth something, and you don't know what the number is most of the time. So you put some huge, outrageous number on the complaint so that you're not limiting yourself should something happen and it becomes worth that kind of money. So that is just a false thing, and it just cracks me up. And I've done it, put a huge number on a complaint that I know I'm not going to, you know, make $5 million on this claim, but I might put it in there just so that if something happens and it becomes worth that, I'm not limiting myself. Then the other thing is, and I promise I'm not going to spoil anything, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and I know there's a lot of people out there that really aren't, and I'm not going to talk about it other than to say, as I was thinking about the radio show over the weekend and awaiting my next episode of Game of Thrones, it was occurring to me that it would actually be really entertaining someday to just dissect one episode of Game of Thrones and talk about all the legal issues that crop up in one episode of Game of Thrones. And of course, murder is going to be right up there. But, you know, adultery is not a crime, so we're not really going to get there. But, you know, that show, it's just like every episode is just full of... Anyway, I could never do it in half an hour. And speaking of half an hour, my last little tidbit that I thought was very cool was I actually met a listener on over the weekend, and that was really, really super cool. I forget sometimes that people actually listen to me And I have so much fun doing the radio show that I forget that it's actually being listened to by other people. So I was talking to this listener. He's like, oh my God, it's so great to meet you and, you know, put a face to the name. And I'm like, well, you could look online and you could do that. But no, it was really nice to talk to him. And he was like, you know, the only problem I have with the show, he says, I really like it, but it really needs to be an hour long. And I was like, you know, I totally agree, because it's really hard to fit one topic into half an hour. Any legal topic is going to be really difficult to fit into a half an hour. And now I've wasted a bunch of it telling you little fun facts. But anyway, one of the other things that I did this weekend that was entertaining and was I went out and had a look at the Journey's End Mobile Home Park. And we were allowed to go in there and do some inspections. So when we get the reports back from the expert that we had out there inspecting some of the remaining units that are at Journey's End Mobile Home Park, as we all know, that drive up and down 101, if you're in that area, you can see the park has been largely cleaned out. There are still approximately 40 units standing. And what we were inspecting this weekend was figuring out how to deal with these remaining units that are still standing there, because some of the insurance companies are refusing to pay those people for the loss of their mobile unit. They're saying that they're still habitable, that there's not anything wrong with them, and so they're not going to pay. And they say that the only reason that those can't be used is because they're condemned by the city and county of the city of Santa Rosa, county of Sonoma. So because the whole park is condemned, that's a government action, which is not covered by the insurance policy. And that is the position they're taking. And we are, of course, saying, well, they can't live there. There's no way they could live there. So, you know, that's a constructive destruction. It means that it's basically unusable. Therefore, it's basically destroyed. You can't move them and live somewhere else. So we're fighting with the insurance companies over that. And that's been really an interesting journey. And I wish the journey would end happily for these poor people that have been shunted around and treated poorly. And it's very frustrating, because it is, you know, it tends to be lower income. A lot of them are elderly or disabled, on fixed incomes, and to not be able to do anything with their mobile home is pretty devastating. So I'm working with Sonoma County Legal Aid on that project, and I'm going to shout out to Legal Aid. I think Sonoma County Legal Aid is a great outfit, and if you need some free legal advice, check them out. They have certain areas that they cover, such as custody disputes, habitability, landlord-tenant issues. And that's where we come in on the Journey's End project. So now that I've said my little tidbits for the morning, my real topic that I wanted to talk about is defamation. And the reason I wanted to talk about defamation is because we have not talked about it for a long time. And though the law around defamation is not really changing abruptly, as you might think, it's taking a different route right now because of all the social media. And so I get a lot of people that complain about, so-and-so defamed me, it hurt my feelings, it's really awful, and they're saying mean things about me, and is that defamation? And people do say bad things about other people all the time. And in our Game of Thrones thing, the king killer, is Jaime Lannister a king killer? Well, he is. So that's truth. That's a defense. So anyway, let's go to defamation. And I'm going to give you the general definition. It's a general term for a legal claim involving injury to one's reputation caused by a false statement of fact, and includes both libel, which is written, and slander, which is spoken defamation. And the main thing is falsity. That's your basic definition of defamation. Now, in law school, they don't teach you how to be a lawyer. They don't teach you how to run a business. They don't teach you a lot of the things you need to know to actually practice in the area of law. So what they do teach you is they teach you how to break things down. Like for defamation, we're going to break it down. So first of all, and this is what we call elements. In law school, we call them the elements of the cause of action. And this goes for any law. They all have elements that you have to hit. Murder has elements that you have to hit. It's the intentional killing of another, and you have to have the intent. And if you don't have the intent, that's where you get into manslaughter and first degree versus second degree, you know, all those different, and felony murder. But we're not going to get into that. But I'm just saying that that has its elements. So does defamation. So first of all, there has to be a statement that is made. And the statement that is made has to be to somebody other than the person that it's about. So I can tell Jamie Lannister he's a king killer to his face, and that's not defamation because I'm saying it to him. That, and then the second is that the people that heard the statement understood the statement. So they have to actually understand what the statement is and what it's saying. And that the people that it was said to, that they understood the statement to mean that somebody did whatever it was that they were accused of. For example, if I'm saying that that Jamie Lannister is a murderer, and I say that to Charlie Cochran, and I say, "Hey, Charlie, Jamie Lannister is a murderer," and he isn't. Let's just say he wasn't for just a moment. Then that could be taken, and he hears it, and he understands this statement, and he understands the statement to be true. So that's the next element. And then the next one after that is that the person who made the statement, in this case me, that I didn't use reasonable care to determine whether the statement was true or false. So, "Hey, Charlie, Jamie Lannister's a murderer." And Charlie would say, "Oh," and think in his mind, "Huh, okay, well, so he's a killer, and that sounds good to me." Then, after that, you have to actually prove, okay, so you got all those elements, then you have to prove that they have been damaged. And the damage has to be to your reputation, to your good character. It can be harm to your personal property, your business, your trade, your profession, your occupation. And then expenses had to be paid as a result of the defamatory statement. There was harm to the reputation, or there is also shame, mortification, hurt feelings. But you do have to prove that there is some damage. So when you're doing a defamation claim, and we've done several, it's not something that comes up all the time, but when it does come up, it can be devastating. And one of the things that Charlie and I have done is we actually tried a case several years ago now involving some pretty serious defamation that went on, in which our client was basically accused of being a child molester. He is not a child molester, so truth was not a defense in that, or, you know, it was false. So if it were true, then that's a defense. But it wasn't true, and these people made the statement about our client, and they didn't come out right out and say, "Oh, this person's a child molester," but the inference was so strong, and there were so many problems with it that it really it damaged this person's business in a serious, serious way. And the publication is really important when it comes to defamation. Like in my example, if I just say to Charlie, "Hey, Charlie, Jamie Lannister's a murderer," and he goes, "Oh, wow," that's one thing. Now, if I put out on social media, "Jamie Lannister's a murderer," then, and that goes out to everybody, and again, we're pretending like he's not a murderer. We all know he is, but we're going to pretend like he's not. And, well, maybe I should use a different example for a murderer. But, and then I'm like, well, we could child molester. Well, I don't know. Jamie Lannister is a bad dude, right? Okay, so I put that out there on social media. Then everybody starts going, oh my gosh, this person's a child molester. This person's a criminal, or they're a burglar, you know, or whatever it is that I put out there. And they, and then that starts harming their reputation. Let's say somebody said about me that, let's say Charlie goes out and like throws out all these tweets about how Rachel's a burglar. And as an attorney, if it's out there that I'm a burglar, a murderer, or a child molester, people are not going to want to use my business services. So that is going to damage my reputation in a huge way. It'll damage my business. And trying to prove how badly damaged my business is going to be kind of tricky. But you could probably see a reduction in revenue, cases that left my office, perhaps, things like that. So again, it can't be a statement that is true, and it also can't be a statement of a statement of opinion. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit further about defamation. And if you have any questions, call us at 636-1350.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri with Wine Spectrum in Santa Rosa. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift. I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. I am now in my sixth year of traveling across our beloved wine country to talk with those who craft the wine, even beer and spirits, that you've come to enjoy. Keeping me on the road is Smothers European Volvo Cars and Smothers Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. When you're looking for a sport or luxury vehicle, you won't find a better dealership. They're family-owned and a go-local business on the Corby Auto Row. Join us again on the Wine Road this Saturday at 1:05 p.m. here on KSRO.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
This is Rachel Erickson here with you on Monday's edition of Ask the Expert. If you have a legal question, call me here down at the radio show at 636-1350 or 103.5 FM. If you're on there, you can call us at 636-1350 and we will answer your questions. Well, I will anyway. Charlie's not here. Speaking of which, in the last segment, when I was talking a little bit about defamation, you might have heard me hesitate for a moment. And the reason was I was looking at the elements of defamation on my phone so I could get them correct. And I don't really, you know, need to do that. I know what the elements are, but I wanted to make sure I didn't miss one. And then right in the middle, guess who called me? Charlie Cochran. So I'm like, why are you calling me? You know that I'm here in the radio show. And just because you're not here doesn't mean it doesn't go on. The show goes on. So it gave me this hesitation to see, like, I'm reading these elements on my phone and then it pops up, Charlie's calling me. I'm like, What a jerk. Okay, so defamation. If I say Charlie's a jerk for calling me in the middle of the radio show, is that defamation? No, because it's true. Okay, it's also opinion. If a statement is someone's opinion, it can't be defamatory. It's my opinion that Charlie's a jerk for calling me in the middle of the show. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. It's my opinion that Jamie Lannister is a murderer. Well, that is true, and it's also my opinion. So a lot of times when people do actually make defamatory statements, let's say a spoken word, and they're, you know, running around spreading gossip about somebody and, you know, blah, 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 and it's all bad and all that. But if they often try to hide behind this concept of, well, it's just my opinion, so it's not defamatory and you can't sue me because it was just my opinion. Well, yeah, if it's clear that it's your opinion, it has to be clear that it's just an opinion and you're not making this false statement, holding it out as a true statement. Oh, so-and-so is a burglar. They're a burglar. And I know this because I caught them in my neighbor's house, and all of this is lies, and it's going to affect. Here's a scenario. Let's say somebody starts running around and says, well, this real estate agent is really a burglar, and they take the keys and they actually steal things out of the houses that they're showing. Let's say something like that. Well, that's a pretty bad statement to make about a real estate agent. And trust me, that real estate agent's business is going to go down the tubes very quickly. So you have to be careful about that. Now, if you say, well, it's my opinion that that person's a burglar. Well, okay, you can say that's your opinion, but that kind of an accusation leads itself to maybe seem less of an opinion, because that's not like, it's my opinion that that person's a jerk. You're actually saying it's my opinion that that person actually committed a crime. So there are different levels. And also, some of the other things that are interesting about defamation in particular is that there are a bunch of different kinds of defamation. Yes, you can split them up into the written word versus the spoken word. Social media will count as written word, so that's going to be libel. Slander is the spoken word. But there's also a lot of different kinds of defamation. And it makes a difference whether you're just talking about a private person versus, say, a celebrity. Celebrities can have a little bit more spoken about them. But again, if somebody is running around, you know, here's a good one. Let's say, how about the Woody Allen scandal where, you know, with his stepdaughter or adopted daughter, and you know, what if people running around saying, oh, he's a child molester, and I believe that that was said. You know, there's a lot that can be said that that was the worst defamation that you could ever say. And then there's a lot of people that go, well, it was just somebody's opinion. And then there's an actual accusation made of a crime. And so, as you can see, the deeper you get, the more difficult it is to get from one layer to the next, because first of all, you have to have the person making the statement, remember that. And then it has to be about somebody else and said to somebody else, so you can't say it directly to them. And then it has to actually be a defamatory statement. It has to be understood as a defamatory statement. And then it has to actually cause you some sort of harm. Hurt feelings, well, we all have hurt feelings, and people say things that may hurt our feelings a lot. Just hurt feelings in and of themselves are rarely enough to bother with bringing a claim or a lawsuit. Here's a question that comes up sometimes. Well, I own a business and somebody said something really bad about my business, and it's the business that's damaged, not me personally, but the business. Can the business bring a claim? Yes, the business can bring a claim, and the business, let's say a board of directors, can get together and say, well, my business has been badly affected by somebody saying that we're crooks and criminals and all we do is steal money from the poor. And, you know, that's just that's one of those things. Corporation, yep, they stand in the position of a person. So you can't run around just flippantly saying bad things about people, bad things about businesses. Of course, you're allowed to your opinion. So that's the basics of defamation. It does get more and more complicated the deeper you get into it. And really, when you come to me and ask me about almost any kind of a claim you have, the first thing I'm going to want to know is, how were you harmed? How were you damaged? What is the upshot of what we're going to claim? We can claim an injunction. A lot of times that's part of defamation. And an injunction says you have to stop this activity, whatever the activity is. In the case that I was referring to that Charlie and I took to a jury trial here in Sonoma County several years ago now, we enjoined the people who were causing the defamation. They were sending out faxes. I mean, that'll tell you how long ago it was, I guess, but they were sending out faxes to a bunch of different businesses saying that our client was basically saying, inferring strongly that our client was a child molester. So there's lots of different ways that you can communicate these defamatory statements. And if you think you have been defamed, we know that one inside and out. We have the largest jury verdict both in Sonoma County and Mendocino County for defamation. So you can call us if you feel like you've been defamed and it has actually harmed you in a way other than just, oh, my feelings are hurt. Like Charlie may be sitting there going, oh, my feelings are hurt. Rachel said I was a jerk for calling in the radio show right in the middle of it and making her hesitate. But you know what? That's not really going to harm him. It might hurt his feelings, but he'll get over it, right? Okay, and I'm not going to pay him any money for saying that because it's true, and it's my opinion. So anyway, so this is Rachel Erickson on Monday's episode of Ask the Expert. I agree with our listeners. An hour would be better because then I can go into libel per se, slander per se, libel per quad, slander per quad, and all those other fun different kinds of defamation. But we'll have to save that for another day. And when I hear about Journeys End Mobile Home Park, I will update you on what's going on with that. So call us at the law office if you have questions or legal issues at 707-544-9006.